The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Fox is doing a lot of coverage today on Chicago because they're voting for mayor. And of course, Lori Lightfoot says, I think she said something like, I'm the only logical choice or I'm the only reasonable choice.
That was the only sane choice.
Oh, only sane choice. Thank you, Jared. We shall see. We shall see. I guess it just depends on how insane people are feeling in Chicago. If what's going on there right now is what people want, then Lori Lightfoot will continue to be the face of Chicago. For anyone who never understands what I'm saying there, it's kind of an inside joke. Lori Lightfoot, at one point during COVID, when she told everyone else they couldn't get their hair done, she got a haircut from a stylist, and she said it's because she's the public face of Chicago. So we will keep you posted on that. What I want to talk about right now, though, is Joe Biden. I don't know what we did to deserve this honor, Jared, but he sat down for an interview with David Muir, who I forgot was on ABC. I think David Muir, in comparison to other news anchors, actually, and I don't know what the rhyme or reason here is to this, I think he gets decent ratings. I think he's done better than a lot of other people.
He's not so, compared to everybody else, he's not so openly, aggressively in your face.
Partisan. Yeah. And he's not, maybe not a smarmy. He has that serious news anchor voice that
he does take himself a little seriously, but it doesn't seem condescending.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. Is it safe to say you're a fan?
Out of all of them, I hate watching him the least.
Okay, yeah. I guess, so damning with faint praise,
yes,
but
yeah.
I mean, praise nonetheless.
He actually seems like he's a decent journalist.
Okay, so he sat down with Joe Biden. And before I even tell you about their conversation, I happened to be watching, was I watching Fox? Or no, I stumbled upon my Twitter over the weekend. And I saw this cut of Joe Biden. And he's walking to the helicopter. He is, of course, he's going to pick up his little jog. And you know what? Miranda Devine tweeted this over the weekend. And I was so happy she did, because we talk about this on the show a lot, like how he continues to do this thing where he feels the need to run. He was doing it during COVID, too. Like whenever he'd run out to the podium outside with a mask on, he has to get this little trot going to show everyone, I'm still standing. And so he's still doing it. But the risks are higher now because we know he's prone to falling. We know the guy is not steady on his feet, and yet he still has to run to that helicopter. So while he was walking towards it, getting ready, gearing up for his trot, he gets stopped by a reporter who asked him about East Palestine. Now, last week we told you that Pete Buttigieg, trying to play catch up with Donald J. Trump, decided to go to East Palestine and kind of put on a construction hat, just another white man in a hard hat, and kind of stare at things inquisitively and cross his arms and look like he's really getting to the bottom of this.
They call that indicating in acting, as you know.
Yes, I should know that. I've been out of this too long, Jared. I miss that. And so Pete Buttigieg goes, and now the question is, when is Joe Biden going to go? Now, I was stuck on this stat or this fact last week, and I hope I still get it right because I don't have it right in front of me, but I repeated this to so many people over the weekend. I said, and I was at brunch at one point, my sister, my cousin, and a friend of ours, and when people started fading out, I said, no, I don't talk politics a lot with my friends, but when I do, if it's something I think is important and people start to get disinterested, I'm like, hey, listen to this is important, okay? Your kids are probably going to end up fighting in whatever godforsaken war this man gets us into. So you can put down the avocado toast for a second and hear me out. And the fact was that Joe Biden between the days of February 3rd, when this derailment happened in Ohio, and February 21st, tweeted about East Palestine once. And it was only after, or maybe right before, the day before he knew Trump was going. That's when he tweeted. In that same period of time, he tweeted about Ukraine 8 times. And in my opinion, Jared, that's all you need to know. That's the story. That's the full story about Joe Biden. So he's asked about East Palestine. Now, Jared assures me that there's no point in playing this audio because of the helicopter in the background. So I'm going to read you the transcript. A reporter says, "Are you planning to travel to East Palestine, Ohio?" Biden responds, "At this point, I'm not. I did a whole video. I mean, what the hell?" On he struggled for a long enough time where people felt uncomfortable and they felt like they had to help him. You know, they had to throw him a lifeline. But before we go to what the reporter said, Jared, I want to really soak this in. There's an environmental disaster happening in Ohio. There's fish dying. Children are getting rashes and migraines. People don't know if they're ever going to be able to go back to their homes, if they're ever going to feel safe there again. And his response is, "I did a whole video." Like this is wishing someone happy birthday who lives cross country who you can't see all that often. "No, I didn't send him a card, but I had my friend take a video of me. I sent him a whole video where I said, happy birthday, have a good one." This is his response. So what's happening in Ukraine is important enough for him to fly to Ukraine to do a whole propaganda pageant in Kyiv with the air raid sirens going so that people like Geraldo Rivera would be, you know, just, ooh, get the vapors and have to lay down on a fainting couch. They're so amazed by him. That's important enough to get on a plane for, Jared, to do a top secret flight. But East Palestine gets the response, "I did a whole video." That's the best you can do. So then he's struggling. Yeah. And finally, a reporter says, "Zoom," because he's clearly trying to think of what the video was on, what application they used. And then Joe Biden says, which might be, this is a tough competition, but it might be the oldest man sounding thing he's ever said. "Zoom. All I can think of every time I think of Zoom is that song in my generation, Who's Zooming Who?" I do love that song. I'll tell you why I love that song. Because when Aretha Franklin died, Howie had a poll question that was all of her best songs. And I think Howie's favorite was Who's Zooming Who. So we played it that day like 7 million times. So I understand why that comes to mind. I don't think I'd say that in an interaction about what's happening in East Palestine.
Speaking of vinyl, I love records, you know, vinyl chloride.
But you know what the crazy part is, Jared? The reporters take that as like that's going to be his answer. Like, that's the end of it. And they try to move on. And then he has to go, wait, let me answer the question. It's like, well, we're trying to help you, man. It doesn't seem like this answer is going in the right direction. So maybe we'll just stop there. Anyway, though, he goes on to explain that, you know, he's been doing work on it and yada, yada, yada. You know the rest. But I wanted to play a couple of cuts here just so we can hear from Joe in his own words. This was a conversation he was having with David Muir. Let's just take it from the top. Cut one, please.
So I think things are a little out of whack, and I don't blame people for being down. You know, when you had a year, 2 years of the pandemic, kids out of school, the mental health problems in the country are seriously increased, especially among young people. Some things are, for example, even feeling down about employment. They've got better jobs. They're making more money. Inflation is still higher than it should be, and, you know, everything from gasoline prices to a war going on in Ukraine. I mean, so I can't think of a time when there's been greater uncertainty, notwithstanding the fact we've created an 800,000 manufacturing jobs. We're better off than virtually any other major nation in the world economically. But it's understandable why people are just down.
Okay, so that's a little bit of gaslighting. It's like, I understand why you're upset, but here are all fake reasons why you shouldn't be. Here are all great things we've done that actually aren't happening. Here's all the reasons that you shouldn't be upset. So he's understanding why people are upset, but at the same time, Jared, he can't really understand because things are so flipping awesome in Joe Biden's America. It's hard for him to understand. But I really like cut two because he's the glass-jawed president through and through. This is cut two.
Our latest ABC News poll shows 4 in 10. Our latest ABC News poll shows 4 in 10 Americans say they're worse off than when you were elected. Only 16% said they were better off. So why is that? Why aren't Americans feeling this?
Well, look, I think it goes well beyond the economy. Think about it. You make the news. I mean, you interview for the news. Can you think of anything they turn on the television and go, God, that makes me feel good? Almost anything. Everything is in the negative.
Yeah, you're right, Joe. And in fact, what I've really noticed since Trump left office is that the media used to be so positive when Trump was there, Jared. Remember when the economy was really roaring?
All they did was lie for that guy.
All they did.
It was state propaganda.
We had parades going every time, you know, the economy broke a new record or, you know, every little bit of good news. When there was peace in the Middle East, they were trumpeting that nonstop. They wouldn't stop telling us when Trump was president about all of the wonderful things he was doing. No, I'm just kidding. They spent most of the time talking about how our president was a puppet of Putin. He was colluding with foreign adversaries and how, I believe actually, before he even became president, there was a fake cover of the Boston Globe that was telling us how everything was going to go to bleep once Trump was elected. So Joe's right. It is sad to see the media taking this negative turn all of a sudden. And keep in mind, all they're trying to do is help him. If you go on any of these major newspapers, they're trying their best to make Joe look good. It's just really hard. It's a hard job. 844-500-4242. We got a special guest for you coming up. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show. Start your engines. It's Mechanic Monday with Grace Curley and Bill Brassard from JB Auto Care.
And man, did I like that 57 Ford Fairlane.
Get your questions in for Bill now. 844-500-4242.
Welcome back, everyone. It is true. Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth joins us now, and he can take all of your calls. The number is 844-500-4242. Something I notice is your podcast, when we put your podcast up, a lot of people like to listen to it, mm-hmm. and then they send their questions after the fact. Here's the deal. If you call in now, you can get your question answered by Bill. You can also text in 617-213-1066, but I do prioritize the callers first. And Bill can answer, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but basically any question about a car.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. Okay, so the lines are open. You can talk to Bill, and we'll take your questions. I am going to start the Bill because I have a few questions for you myself.
Sure.
There was a really interesting piece today in Breitbart. It's not the first time I've heard conversations about this, about charging problems that are plaguing the electric vehicle market, mm-hmm. and how this is becoming a big issue for people. What are some of the problems people run into with an electric vehicle? Because we constantly hear about the pros of this. The government is really promoting electric vehicles. They're kind of subsidizing it. They're giving people incentives to go mm-hmm. out there and buy them. We don't hear about the potential cons of an electric vehicle.
Yeah, I would say right now we don't have the infrastructure for all the electric vehicles. You know, these charging stations, for one, then it's not free. Somebody's paying for the electricity. Two, there's not enough of them. And so when you charge up your car, you know, it takes 30 minutes, an hour. You know, it's not like...
And that's good. That's on a good day.
That's new technology. So you're talking... You know, it's not 5 minutes to go get gas. You know, it's kind of a big event. You know, me and Jared were talking, like, maybe over the holidays, someone comes over, like, hey, you mind if I top off my tank in my electric vehicle?
Oh, oh my gosh, I never thought of that before.
It could be like a Seinfeld episode.
It could be. But you need to have a charger in your house, right? Like, if someone gets, let's say, a Tesla, you're not just plugging that into the garage. You need a separate piece of equipment.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. And how much does that run you?
You know, I think those are anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000. And you know, when you charge them up, it's like putting on the dryer in your house. It's not like charging up your cell phone. It's an expensive event.
Now a big problem with this that I've heard, and again, the number is 844-500-4242. He'll take all your questions. Doesn't have to be about electric vehicles, but I just read about this a lot in the news. And you just mentioned charging and how sometimes you go and you have to wait 30 minutes. Again, that's on the lower end of what I've read. Mm-hmm. What if you're someone who's taking a car for hours somewhere, like maybe not necessarily cross country, but you're going on a road trip and you have to fill up and it's getting late. You pull over, you find an electric vehicle charging station, and you like sleep in your car for 2 hours while it fills up?
I mean, you have to map out your trip because I've researched this. So if you want to go across country, you have to map out your trip so you can go between the miles and, you know, there's a charging station there. Hopefully it works.
Right.
And then go to the next one and the next one. So it's you know, it's not as simple as people think.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay, now my next question for you, which I've also been seeing more things pop up about a little bit, is hybrid vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people have cars like this where if you're, you know, at a red light, the engine shuts off, things mm-hmm. like that. How much of an impact for the environment does that actually make? And how much of an impact for your wallet does it make if the car is shutting off? Is it helpful for you to save money that way? Are hybrids financially a better deal for people, or is it not that big of a difference?
You know, I like the hybrids. So my daughter has a hybrid. It gets 35 miles per gallon. Yeah, I think that's personally the best solution. You know, the start-stop option on those new cars today, you know, it might save like a sip of gas per week, which isn't very significant, maybe times millions of cars, but you're not going to feel it in your wallet.
Okay.
It doesn't, you know, if anything, you're going to have to put more starters in your car.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. The number is 844-500-4242, and we're going to take all of your calls. But before we go to that, today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $149.99 a night on weekdays and $179.99 a night on weekends. That's $179.99 a night. That's a really good deal for anywhere, but especially on Cape Cod where things can get very, very pricey. Or you can schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included, Memorial Day through September 20th. Book online now at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who deserves the biggest apology for the Wuhan lab leak origin debate? Senator Tom Cotton, Senator/Dr. Rand Paul, or President Donald Trump?
I'm going to say President Donald Trump. Do you want to vote, Bill?
Yeah, I'm going to say President Trump.
Yeah, I think in most aspects of politics, he deserves an apology. So this one definitely would make sense.
66% of the audience now believe President Donald Trump, 31% for Senator/Dr. Rand Paul, 3% for Senator Tom Cotton. And if you would like to vote, you can go to GraceCurlyShow.com to vote in today's poll question.
And you know what? I'm not a gambling woman, but I would put it all on the fact that Donald Trump is never going to get that apology from anybody. All right, when we come back, Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care, he's in the house, he's in the building, and he's taking all of your questions about your cars. If you want to save some money and save some time and get it answered here live on the air, call 844-500-4242. Your calls when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
I don't want to throw Bill under the bus or under the car, or however you want to put it today, but when he was leaving here last time, he got a flat tire.
I did.
And you just said that doesn't happen to me.
It doesn't.
You're like John Kerry. It doesn't happen to people like Bill. He's not supposed to get flat tires. You felt like someone like me who it happens to all the time.
I felt like paralyzed, and in my tools, I felt lost.
Yeah, and so you had to go and rely on the kindness of strangers.
I did.
Good, I'm glad. It humbled you, Bill.
It humbled me.
That's what we'll say.
Lesson learned, pay attention to your tire light.
Yes, for sure,
did
definitely.
Did it get stuck in that one spot, which is just past where it could be repaired, and no, you had to get a new tire?
I was able to put a plug in it.
Nice. Every time I roll over something, it's just to the outside. Yeah, where I have to get a new tire.
Okay, guys, let's go to the callers here. We've got a lot of people on the lines, but there's still time to get on there if you want to, because Bill answers these questions pretty quickly. He does not mess around. It's 844-500-4242. Talking now to Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care in North Weymouth. Let's go to Larry. You're first up today. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, good afternoon, Grace and Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Bill, I've got a 2005 Sienna van, 135K on it. I've had it 6 or 7 years, and probably over the span of the last 2 years, I've had this really bizarre problem. I'm a guy that's reasonably mechanical, flown planes and all that stuff, but what it's doing, it typically occurs in the highway when I work on the K. I'll be going along maybe 20, 30 minutes into the run. The motor starts skipping a little. Almost the best way I could describe it is like one of the cylinders missing, not firing, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
It may go 15 minutes, it may go 20 minutes, but the motor never shuts down, comes out of it, and things are fine. It doesn't happen every trip, but every now and then when you think it's kind of over, I get a strike again, and it starts up again. And I did change up to brand new plugs, and that didn't solve it. So have you seen anything like this, or do you have any suggestions, please?
Sure. I'm assuming the check engine light pops on when it's misfiring, so you could probably pin it down to the exact cylinder that it's doing it. So it's either you're missing the spark, fuel, compression. If I had to take a stab at it, it's probably one of the coil packs going bad, which I would probably just replace all six at that point.
Yeah, actually the engine light doesn't come on, but your theory sounds good. I'll have to run out and make arrangements to run it over, and I don't live real close to you, but I'd love to get it over there. If I can get a loan a car and just get it squared away, it'd be terrific.
Yeah, we'll definitely help you out.
And when he goes to you, where would one go?
It's 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth.
Perfection. And if someone wants to call in, Bill, if they have a question for you before they bring their car, it's 781-331-6068, so they can always do that as well. Okay, let's go to Mike. You are up next with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Grace, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I work at BU, and I have a 2018 Mitsubishi. I'm a carpenter there, so I travel back and forth from Norton to about 30 miles. And my situation is I have a hybrid Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV, and I bought it brand new, and I have 102,000 miles on it at this point. In the past, 3 or 4 times, I've been inside the shop asking why the battery life has gone down so fast. It came with a 100,000-mile warranty, bumper to bumper. I've talked to corporate several times, Mitsubishi, asking the question, what is the battery percentage life when it becomes under warranty? They kept on saying it's degenerative. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I got nowhere at all. And to replace batteries in this particular vehicle, $10,000, $1,000 to install.
Yikes.
I told them I was better off. And I went to the fact that I have solar panels, and I also have an inverter with a plug-in into my car.
Mm.
So basically, it was a commuter. 30 miles, I would get a full charge when I first bought it the first couple of years. Then it went down. I'm probably about 20 to 25% left of the battery life. And so where I stand is I can't afford to replace the batteries. I mean, it's a great car. It does everything I wanted to do. But I told corporate I probably would have been better off buying a regular gasoline engine car, because the value has gone down so much in this car, and to trade it in, it was a $45,000 car. Now it's probably worth $14,000, $15,000.
Do you hear about this happening a lot, Bill?
They don't last forever. So a regular battery on those cars. So the hybrid battery, it's a series of cells. So let's say there's 24 of them that they plug in. So there's companies that will go around and just replace the bad cell. So that will save you a lot of money. So you don't have to buy a $10,000 battery. And then there's aftermarket companies on some of the vehicles that you can, buy them cheaper. And I've even seen people replacing them with used ones. I've done that a few times. So if you want to, if the dealership won't do anything with a brand new one, there are companies, I forget the name of the company, you can Google it, you know, they'll come out to you and just fix the actual bad cell. That will, you know, save you a lot of money. Or you could see if someone can put a used one in for you.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Mike. Let's go to Margo. You're up next with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Margo.
Hi, Grace. Hi, Bill. I have a question. I have a 2017 RAV4, and I bought it brand new. It has 95,000 miles on it now. And about 3 years ago, I put four new tires on it. Mm-hmm. And the past couple weeks, they looked low to me. Just one or two of them looked low, and I took them to the gas station, and they said, "Oh yeah, they're low," and they put air in them for me, and now they seem to be fine. But I live in fear of like the tire not being good. Why did it lose air?
Sure. Well, what happens a lot on the you know, your car is not that old, but it's what, 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old. So you can get like oxidation around the rim in the tire. So the rim's aluminum, tire's rubber, and it builds up some oxidation. Another place they leak out is, you know, the valve stem. You know, those get old and you have to replace them, unfortunately. When the newer cars are expensive because that's where your tire pressure sensor is in it. But just, you know, keep an eye on your tire light. And don't be like me. I drove mine around for a month ignoring it, thinking it was just down one or two PSIs. And
oh, my God, you're like the doctor who doesn't go to the doctors.
Know. Yeah.
This is unacceptable. We're finding out so much about Bill today on this episode. Wait, I have a question, though,
like
Bill.
It's like a confession.
It really is. Grace Curley Show. Confessional. When people have cars and they have issues with them, and, you know, I have a lot of family now who's moving down south to warmer climates. Like, what is really, does it make a big difference on your car to be somewhere where half the year is like what we're going to see tonight and tomorrow and that kind of weather versus having a car in warmer weather? Like, tell us about the pros and cons. Like, does it really make a difference if the car is not kind of dealing with the elements?
Yeah. So cars are basically made for all climates. So down south, you know, you'll deal with things like, you know, the car's running hotter, so you'll deal with more maybe oil leaks, cars overheating. But up in, you know, the north area, you deal with rust. So you deal with, you know, bad batteries, you know, because of cold weather sucks it down. And then you deal with, you know, like I said, the rust really does a number on the cars. We're down south, you know, a car that's 25 years old will still look brand new.
Yeah.
But the cars are made for cold weather and hot weather. So there's no real tremendous impact on the cars.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Let's go to George. You're up next with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Grace. So I have a hybrid. It is a 2011 Ford Fusion gas electric. Love it to death. I get 40 plus miles a gallon. I can make Orlando in just a little over two tankfuls. Love it to death. One thing I notice every late fall winter, my mileage drops from 40 down 4 to 6 miles. This year it's for a little bit worse, it's 8. And then once the spring gas comes, or formulation, it goes back up. Mm. What can I do to stop that?
You know, that's a great question. So, the gas does change. You're correct on that. So, you know, unless you have a check engine light on or something like that, other than, you can try replacing the oxygen sensors, you know, making sure your car is tuned up, air filters. But other than that, there's not a whole lot you can do about that. The gas is the gas, you know, for the summertime and then the wintertime.
Yeah. Thank you, George, for the call. Let's go to Mike, you're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Bill. Hey, I got a 2019 Ford Escape. And a few months ago, a check engine light came on. I put my diagnostic tool on it, and it came up with an EVAP sensor. Something was wrong. And then I went to go bring it to the gas station a little while after, and when I, of course, turned it off, filled it up with gas, went to go start it back up. It would not start. It took like 3 or 4 times for it to actually turn over.
Mm.
And it was rough when it started, and then it runs fine. And so now when I go to the gas station, I don't turn it off. I just keep it on while I fill it up because I'm afraid it won't either turn over again or it'll have an issue. I don't know if it's the charcoal filter, if they get wet or damaged, if that'll cause an issue. I don't know if you had any like input on that.
Sure. I mean, if you get in a crank and no start, I have seen, issues with, you get like vapor lock. But yeah, so it backfeeds through the system and it, you know, it floods out the charcoal canister. So I have seen some issues with that. You should definitely get that checked out. You know, have the system inspected.
Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Bill. You're next up with the other Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking the call. And Grace, congratulations to you. And I believe your husband's name is Will. It's great news. We all feel like we're in on this. Anyway.
Thank you, Bill. That's very, very sweet. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. And the best to you. Thank you for this show. And, Bill, appreciate your taking your time to do this program. I don't know if this is a hopeless case or not, but my wife's car, she's driving a Ford Focus. It's an 09. And about a year ago, the spark plug blew right out of the cylinder. Mm. And they fixed it with a helicoil. And it was fine for about a year, but then it just blew out again. And now they're saying it can't be done again. And I'm just trying to confirm that if that's the case. They're claiming I got to put like a $3,000 engine in it or do a head, and I don't know. So we're probably just going to end up, you know, trying to really confirm if that's the case. Second opinion, you know, you could play the doctor today.
Sure. So there's other systems. You know, the helicoils are okay, but they're a little weak. So they do have like an insert, a spark plug insert, where you can, you know, drill the hole bigger and put like a thicker insert in there, and you can get away with that a lot of times. But if you can't get at, you know, you got to kind of get a straight shot at it. So if you can't get at it, you know, the cylinder head does have to come off. But those are repairable, which would, you know, if you have to take the cylinder head off, you know, you might be in the thousands, but not, it wouldn't be three thousands.
Okay, so that's yeah. Some good news for Bill. Thank you for the call, Bill, and for the kind words. All right, now, Bill Broussard, we have to let people know one more time where they can find you, because there's a lot of people out there who have questions. They don't want to call into the radio, but they just want to call you or they want to stop by. So give them your information.
Sure. We're at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth. That's Route 3A. And the phone number is 781-331-6068.
781-331-6068. That is his number. And I'm sorry we couldn't get to all your calls. There's always next month for Mechanic Monday. So stay tuned and we'll try to get your answers or your questions answered for you then. We will be right back with the captain. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You know, we had a lot of fun tonight, but there's nothing funny about vapor lock.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Today's car crossover is brought to you, which is perfect, on Mechanic Monday, by Toyota of Portsmouth. Your all-wheel drive headquarters. When roads get messy, a Toyota all-wheel drive car, SUV, or truck will ease some stress in your commute. RAV4, Tacoma, Camry, Highlander, 4Runner, get yours online now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. We are honored to be joined by Howie Carr. Howie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
Now, Howie, I actually ran into a coworker of mine last night out and about on the town. And she told me, this person being Emma Foley, that she had a big job today and she actually wasn't going to be in the office till later. She's reporting on a case that you've been following closely. Give us an update on what Emma Foley was doing today.
She was at the sentencing for Joe Pesci, internet sensation and fentanyl dealer on the North Shore.
And for anyone who wasn't following her tweets, you definitely should, because she did a very, how you can attest to this because you've been in this position where you have to tweet out updates from a trial. I thought Emma did a very good job of keeping people up to date.
She did. It was her first, I think, trial where she was tweeting stuff out. And it takes a little while to get used to it. But she did a great job. She got everything in there. They played the videos, and she said there's this amazing video of him doing cartwheels. And she said when she saw him come in, he was a lot shorter than she thought he was, but he was just this fat. So it was even more amazing that he could do these cartwheels when you see him in person.
And
then, of course, his Mariah Carey covers are, you know, a joy to behold for laughs. And the judge said, I don't know much about entertainment, but people who know tell me your videos are pretty good. Judge, all you got to do is watch them and you'll start laughing. That's all you need to know.
Because it's done with.
But the judge did say, Howie, and I don't have Emma's tweet right. I had it here, and now my computer just went dark. But the judge was giving kudos to Pesci at one point, I think, for being very honest about his previous mistakes.
Yeah, he did. He apologized to everybody.
I was like, yes! Yes! Yes!
There he is. Now that's when he starts doing the cartwheels. So obviously, it loses something in the translation from video to audio, but it's pretty damn funny. We should probably post. We got all those videos. We should probably post a couple of them this afternoon, actually, just for laughs.
Howie, once in a while, you and I will tell people, listen, I know this is radio, except for maybe if you're watching on the Rumble Cam or Newsmax, but you definitely need to go YouTube this yourself. Like, this is on you to go find this. Would this be one of those cases?
It would, absolutely. Just the cartwheels and, you know, where he's singing the songs. And there's several of them, too. And the texts are pretty funny. We posted some of the texts over the weekend. That you can get them at HowieCarshow.com. He's getting orders from his boss, a guy named Fats Caruso. Fats Caruso is ordering all, like, 4,000 calorie meals from McDonald's, and then he says, don't forget the Diet Coke.
The Diet Coke is key. The Diet Coke makes the meal. And everyone who's listening right now, there's so much more detail involved in this. Emma was there. She, if you want to follow her, I think it's at Emma Foley Media on Twitter. I'm sure she's going to have stories up at HowieCarshow.com. But Howie also has a lot of time in his show today to break this down more thoroughly
She'll be with us later in the show to discuss all this.
Yeah, so you're going to get a real inside scoop on what Emma saw today in this trial. And Howie Carr, of course, will be coming up next with all sorts of great stories for you. We will be back tomorrow on Tuesday. So much fun, everybody. We'll see you then.
Ready for tonight!